the rest of the story. The pilots had been warned not to fly over those waters at moonrise. The bay is haunted, they say, by not one, not ten, but an entire fleet of flying Dutchmen. But sky jockeys are a fearless, practical lot, so off they fly, and lo, they go over the surface. It is eerie, calm, and the moonlight dances on it like beckoning demon sprites. The co-pilot's eyes grow wide. "Look, over there," he whispers hoarsely, and the pilot follows his gaze to, can it be, the outline of a huge vessel, perhaps 300 feet long and 50 feet abeam. Then another vessel, and another. "Pull up," says the co-pilot, sweat beading his brow. But the higher they fly, the more ghost ships they see. Sailing, it appears, in tight formation, and all heading west out of Mallows Bay. 100 ships or more, all of them gigantic, most of them the same configuration. The pilot's imagination? Wait till you hear the rest of the story. War is hell. It burns, literally. And when your war machine is made of wood, all the more so. By the time the United States entered World War I in 1917, the Atlantic was crawling with German U-boats, stealthy submarines that gunned down warships and freighters faster than the Allies could build them. Enter American engineer Frederick Eustis, who made this remarkable proposal. He said, why not build wooden ships? They're easier to construct than steel vessels and far less expensive. The appropriate authorities were convinced, and some 35 shipyards were contracted to build steamboats out of wood. Within a few months, 1,000 of them were launched. Then one November morning, just before dawn, a fleet of those wooden vessels was attacked, set ablaze and sunk, turned the sky blood red for miles around. But they reappear, it is said, especially at low tide, in haunted Mallows Bay. For the marauding enemy who burned and sank that American fleet were, they were Americans. A battalion of marine demolition experts ordered on November 7, 1925, to destroy a surplus for which there was no further use. But the executioners could not quite kill the condemned, for the 100 hulks that went down in shallow Mallows Bay rise from their graves when the tide goes out, a ghostly sight, even to this day, or more awe-inspiring still, this night. And by the way, Mallows Bay, embraced by high forested bluffs, Mallows Bay is 150 miles from the Atlantic Ocean, and yet a mere 30 miles south of Washington, D.C. on the Potomac River, just past Maryland's Sandy Point. One of the biggest and historically most significant shipwrecks anywhere on Earth. More than 100 miles from any sea. Now, you know the rest of the story.